Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the preferability on wearing white clothing, permissibility of wearing red, green, yellow and black, we explained this, and the permissibility of wearing cotton fabric made out of fiber, wool and other fabrics except silk. So now we are going to the last part of this chapter. We spoke about white, then we spoke about the other colors, red, green, black, etc. And now today what we are doing is the type of fabrics that are permissible in Shariat. Now look what the beauty of our Shariat is. It's in such detail we are shown in terms of colors, in terms of fabric, in terms of what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wore, what he disliked. All this is shown to us, so we are not left yatim. Now, is this a nice thing for me to wear? Should I wear? Is it permissible to wear? Is it impermissible? All these things have been shown to us from the Mubarak teachings of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shown to us from Quran Sharif, shown to us from the practices of Sahaba, etc. So there we find that we are not left yatim. Actually, we are, in our mind, we are so clear that this is the beautiful deen, this is what I have to do, this is how I have to do it, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do, this is what I can wear also, and this is what I can't be wearing. So today's hadith is to do with the fabric, etc., the garments that may be worn. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kuffina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi thalathati athwabin bidin sahuliyatin min kursufin laysa fiha qamishun wala imamatun. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was enshrouded in three white garments of sahuli cotton. This sahuli cotton, or this three white garments from this of sahuli cotton, is actually garments that were from Yemen. We explained that fabric that would come in that time was commonly from Yemen. So this also, the kafan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was used with this same white fabric. Now why it's mentioned specifically? Because if it was not permissible, it would never have been used on the kafan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here we learn that this is also something that was used, something that was permissible. And not only permissible, it's something that is liked, although to have a kafan of any other color is permissible. If a person doesn't have white fabric, say we're running short of white fabric, maybe perhaps people in Gaza, they don't have that fabric because of the amount of people that are passing away. So now you don't wait until the imports come and then you have the janazas. What you do is whatever fabric you got, you can use it. But obviously if a person has got white, this is something that is preferable. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried in this sahuli white cotton garment. The sahuli is a place in Yemen. So therefore, it's named after the place that it would come from. None of these garments was a shirt or a turban. In other words, the showing to us that how the kafan should be, there shouldn't be a turban. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's girls, his kafan also was three cloths. We know for men that it is sunnah, that three pieces of cloth, one, the garment that's slightly shorter than the one that is put over it, and then the third piece that is put over from the head covering right up to the feet, generally that is the one that is open to show the face when people go to see the body, etc. So we'll find that these three pieces are masnoon for men, and for women, there is five pieces of cloth that is used. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات غداة وعليه مرط مرحل من شعر أسود رواه مسلم. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went out one morning wearing a shawl woven from black fibers and which had the images of saddlebags. So here a few things come out of this hadith. One is رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was wearing a shawl woven from black fibers. We are explaining the type of fabric that may be worn. Those fabric that has fibers, obviously these are talking about permissible fibers, not from haram animals, etc. So here, and even if it was an animal that is permissible to eat, but wasn't slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, a cow, and that cow wasn't slaughtered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now what happens is when the skin is now dyed, it goes through a dyeing process, then now that skin is permissible to use, there is no harm. So even though that animal, so long as it's a permissible animal, the skin, the hide, etc. from there may be used. Even if it doesn't go through a dyeing process, but obviously that fabric, that animal skin, etc. will smell. So now when it's going through this dying process, it's a means of purifying it, it's a means of cleaning it, of giving it taharat. So that filth that was on that skin, all that filth is gone away by the tanning process. Now even though that animal was not slaughtered in the name of Allah Ta'ala, but it was a permissible animal, the fibers or that fabric or that skin that is used is permissible. So what's coming out from this particular hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore a shawl woven from black fibers. This one was woven fabric and it was black. One of the colors we did in the chapter that we started was wearing black. So this one was from black fibers and which had images of saddlebags. Images of saddlebags, the last part of this hadith, saddlebags, images of something that is inanimate. In other words, it's not of a living being, it's not of an animal or a human being, of saddlebags, and there's no problem if the cloth that one is wearing has got some images of it, so long as it's images of things that are inanimate. Tomorrow we'll do the last hadith, inshallah, to complete this chapter. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One of the things that we appreciate is how much we have been shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in such a short while, so much of teachings and so much of beauty in our deen. Every day we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that has given us such a deen that is so rich, so full of value, so full of beauty, so full of ease, that we don't have to start thinking and scratching our head like the kuffar. They don't know what to wear sometimes. Sometimes they'll even wear a top, sometimes won't wear a top, sometimes short pants, sometimes long pants. Whatever is in the style, if it is a torn pants that is in style, not even wear the torn pants. Here we are shown everything, what to wear, how to wear, when to wear, what to say, when to say, how to say, what to read, when to read, how to read. All this beauty is shown to us from the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we do it correctly, then what we would normally still do, but we are now getting sawab for doing it, because we are doing it in the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.